You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jam.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid was sentenced to 3 years in prison yesterday as part of a plea agreement in a 2021 DWI charge that left a five-year-old girl seriously injured. Jackson County Judge Charles McKenzie sentenced Reid during a hearing yesterday, after which Reid was taken into custody. Reid entered a plea agreement earlier this fall in which he apologized for his role in the crash that severely injured Ariel Young. The crash happened on February 4, 2021, when Reid's pickup truck collided with two vehicles on the on-ramp from Stadium Drive to I-435. Hopefully this is a lesson not only to Britt Reid, but to everybody else about drinking and driving. I mean, Mans was going 80 miles per hour in a 65 on the on-ramp that ultimately impacted an entire family and really severely injured a young girl. You know, me, in my life, I try to learn from other people's mistakes. And I think this is something that we all could sit back and say, hey, this is something that we cannot do under no circumstance. There's too many other options for us to not drink and drive. Uber, Lyft, cabs, call a friend, whatever. We just all got to think twice, sometimes three times, before we do something that we'll regret.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, very warm. Right now, you are clear at 59 in Blue Springs. Cynthia Bailey has revealed what made her decide to divorce estranged husband Mike Hill.
I felt like we weren't friends anymore. I felt like it was just going for that, like, we're just not going to be friends if we didn't, you know, pump the brakes. And, you know, for me, this is not my first rodeo. Yeah. I think friendship is just has to be there in a marriage. Like, love absolutely is great. That friendship has to be there. I truly want to be with my best friend.
Yeah, your partner definitely got to be your best friend. I can't imagine living in a house or even sharing a bed with somebody who I don't even want to be around. That sounds miserable.
You ain't lying.
Singer Al B. Sure has reportedly been in a coma for 2 months, according to his son, Al B. Sure Jr. While giving thanks for the many birthday wishes he received on his IG page, Al B. Sure Jr. revealed that he is thankful but also out of it. He went on to say, thank you for all your concerns and worries about my family. Today is my day, but this is for my pops. We need you, big homie. I love all y'all and appreciate all of you. Send up a couple prayers for the light-skinned king, Mr. Al B. Sure, y'all.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Chadwick Boseman's wife, Simone LeDoir Boseman, she spoke about keeping his illness private in her first interview since his passing with Good Morning America.
When you decided not to share what was happening, we just get somebody was going to dig and find out that he was much iller than people thought.
It was COVID when things were really starting to spiral, and that meant that everybody was in their house and there was no pressure for anybody to go outside. It seemed like, is this a crazy coincidence that we get to actually be inside, we get to be here with family, with, you know,
together.
And everybody in the world is also experiencing this togetherness in the midst of this awful, scary, unpredictable time. We kept that circle real. Our circle was basically a dot. Some days I'm doing worse than I'm really willing to acknowledge, and other days I'm doing better than I feel comfortable admitting.
Right.
You know, the grief really, it moves in.
Hey, man, I really feel like we lost a real one with Chadwick Boseman. Hey, RIP fam, rest up.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You can't avoid all the disappointments. You can't avoid amplifying them. You're going to experience your share of setbacks. Yet you don't have to turn those one-time setbacks into long-term trends. Just because you find yourself headed in a negative direction doesn't mean you must keep going that direction. Make the choice. Do the work. Bring forth the commitment to turn it around. On a roadmap, you can draw a straight line from where you are to where you want to be. But that's not how you get there. You must travel across the terrain of reality, and that path includes many twists and turns. Similarly, in moving your life forward, you'll occasionally stray away from the path you've chosen. When that happens, make adjustments as quickly as possible to get back on track. A brief detour will slow you down, but doesn't have to stop you, because you have the will and the ability to turn it around. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. Good morning, KC. It's the Morning Grind. Max Sauce always holding the town down. Today, look for highs in the mid-70s, mostly sunny skies. 655. Right now, you're clear 56 in Raytown. Today's Morning Grind teacher of the day comes from Southeast High School, and it's Mr. Ryan Walker, who's been in education for 5 years. His reason for being in education is to help students reach their full potentials, every single one of them. Now, his favorite quote is simple. I like this one. See, now y'all doing too much. I know he got to say that a lot in class. And the song that gets him going is Kendrick Lamar's We Gonna Be Alright. Mr. Ryan Walker, take a bow. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day. Always taking the time to salute our educators, providing the future for our youth on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams. Right.
We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gonna be alright.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
KCPS held another 2030 blueprint meeting last night, and it was open to the public. And in an emotional meeting, the community was given an opportunity to let their voices be heard.
It would be super painful to see them shipped somewhere else.
Let's be real here. We don't have bus drivers and we don't have buses. Where did this idea come from?
The median income in this area is between $20,000 to $30,000. It's poverty. How are these parents going to get to these events?
Cannot imagine all of the families coming in, the interpretations, like seeing them have to go again to another spot.
Whittier Elementary School, it's high performing, it's got 93% capacity, it's almost full, and it's doing that with 62% of its kids who don't speak English in a neighborhood that's one of the poorest neighborhoods in the city. Why not reward that success?
As a part of the alumni of Northeast High School, there were a lot of valid concerns raised. There are a lot of kids in the Northeast area whose English is not their first language. The poverty rate is definitely lower down north, and it's a predominantly immigrant community. So I'm not sure that would be the best option for a lot of those kids going to Northeast, is to put them in another part of the city with unfamiliar surroundings and unfamiliar kids. And I know there's a bigger plan at play. As we talked to Dr. Jennifer Collier a couple weeks ago, who's the interim superintendent of KCPS. The next Blueprint 2030 meeting will be tomorrow at James Elementary, 4 to 5:30 p.m. If you would like to make your voice heard.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Special guest on the Morning Grind this morning, straight from CNN, I want to welcome Don Lemon to the show. Hey, good morning, Don. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's amazing to talk to you because I watch you all the time on CNN delivering our news. And now we're going to wake up a little earlier to catch you because you got a new morning show with Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins. It's called CNN This Morning. And Don, what do you aim to accomplish with this new endeavor?
Well, good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to me. I'm excited to talk to you as well. What we're trying to do is to expand the conversation beyond just the Northeast and talking about what's happening in politics and in Washington and people who take the train up and down the Northeast Corridor. And our tagline for the show is bringing America home, or bringing the world home, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to talk to people from all over the country and all over the world and get their perspective the same way that I'm speaking to you and you speak to your listeners every single day.
Have you done any morning show before, radio, TV, or anything?
Well, you look, the only thing that I did was I used to when I was at NBC, I would fill in on the Today Show. Every once in a while, I would fill in on our morning show here on CNN. But I am not a consistent morning person.
Oh, boy.
So waking up for me, sir, is going to be a challenge. Yeah. So we're going to see if that works. I'm going to have about 4 or 5 alarm clocks.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. I was going to say, man, look, I always have 3 or 4 snooze buttons on deck because you definitely don't want to be late going into work in the morning when you're the first one who's supposed to be there. But moving on, we're talking with
Don. Some advice for me?
Some advice would be, I sleep twice a day. So my number one piece of advice is however way you can get your rest and your sleep in, get it in under any circumstance.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Use an alarm button. Yeah. I got it.
You're entering this new morning show at a time in our political landscape that seems to be more divided than ever, Don. What approach will you be taking in delivering the news that can be trusted?
You know me, right? If you have watched me all these years, then you know that I have an approach to the news where I pull no punches. And so if you're going to come on the morning show, just as my evening show, you need to tell the truth. If you have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to talk to the American people or to be able to talk to the world, because we're an international news organization, our show airs all over the world, then you have to respect those people enough to tell them the truth and to be honest with them, and because it is a privilege to come on CNN and it's not a right. So my approach is going to be holding people to account. I want people to feel comfortable coming on that they can say their opinion, but also in those opinions, there need to be fact, based in fact and reality, because you're right. We're so divided. You see what happened in California with the House Speaker's husband, and we have to stop this crazy divide and tribalism that we have when it comes to politics.
Don, the midterms of next week, a big measure on the ballot for Missouri here at home is legalizing marijuana for personal use, plus the Senate and House votes as well. Do you have your eye on anything in particular this upcoming voting season?
Well, look, we have our eye on what you're talking about. Obviously, our eye is on what's happening with inflation. Our eye is on what's happening with crime. Our eye is on what's happening with a woman's right to have autonomy over her body. And yes, legalizing marijuana is a big issue because you can't have people who are making millions of dollars right now selling marijuana legally when you have people who are in jail and who are spending long stints in jail, right, for marijuana usage. And so we have to correct that. And I think that, you know, the initiative that you have there is going to be seen across the country and people are going to be paying attention to it because there is a double standard when it comes to our legal system and how we treat certain people for using marijuana. And the interesting thing is distributing marijuana. You see, there are people who are distributing it illegally, but now it's legal. So what do you do? There's going to have to be a fix, and I think people are going to be watching that very closely. And yes, our eyes on that.
Check out Don Lemon's new morning show along with Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins. It's called CNN This Morning. Thank you so much, Don Lemon. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for joining us on The Morning Grind. Have a good one. Be blessed.
I appreciate you as well, sir. Have a blessed day.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Very warm. Right now, you're clear at 55 at KCI.
Every brother and sister in the neighborhoods, I'm calling you to action to step up. There were 40 people at least at this event. People left possibly out of fear. I ask you one thing, and I want this to resonate with everybody. What if it was your brother? What if it was your son? You would want somebody to step up. So please step up, get the information to us so we can bring some closure to this family who's hurting. got many calls from Houston and outside of Houston, and everyone spoke of what a great young man this is, how peaceful he is, what a great artist. And I'm calling up on everybody, our hip-hop artists in Houston and around the nation. We got to police ourselves.
That was the Houston Police Department asking people who attended the private event to step up and provide information amid Takeoff's passing. You know, yesterday I tried to stay off of social media because I just didn't want to see people grieve. And another reason was folks were actually retweeting and posting the video of Takeoff's body just laying there. And I really don't want to go off on a tangent, so I'ma just let Gilly the Kid speak from what I was thinking.
Why every time something happened to a rapper or athlete or entertainer or anybody of color, the first thing you do is pull your phones out and start recording and post that on the internet, man? You clowns for that, man. Y'all clowns for that, man. The last image a wanna see is they peoples laying on the ground bleeding the out, man. Be having mamas, kids, grandmamas, uncles, aunties, that's some dumb man. But the first thing y'all do is pull your phone out. Ooh, look at such and such. Man, that cool, man. For real, man. Just lost his life and you trying to get likes.
This speaks to the society we're currently living in, the selfishness of some people. And I hate to say it, but it's true. I think a lot of younger folks now are desensitized to murder and tragedy. It's like people want to be so quick to get the news or to be the first one or to be the cool one or the hit one to be first on something. But instead of thinking about what are the consequences of me posting this? Who's going to see this? Will this trigger somebody? Will this make me look like a clown? And unfortunately, the clout and the attention that you garner has clouded some people's judgment. In other news, DDG recently was on an interview talking about his lady, Halle Bailey, and credits her for motivating him.
I never been with nobody that's like really motivated me like she do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing different. I ain't really been around this type of before, so it's like she bring me around that I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? It's
that's
like,
real.
Oh, this crazy. This dope. You know what I mean? Like, this is somebody that's really like, in a way, not necessary, because I was my own person before her, but like, in a way, like, put me on a different. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's dope, because I'm usually the one putting my. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Give us an example.
What you mean?
Like of something that she put you onto that you weren't exposed to before.
I mean, just like, you know, different fashion shows and nice parties with legends and all yeah. that.
You know, just like, I saw you at the Wearable Art Gala this weekend, right?
Yeah, I ain't even know that existed. I didn't know it existed because I'm not in that world. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I ain't know what that was. And I was there and I'm like, man, what the? Tyler Perry right next to him.
Sometimes change is a good thing. And sometimes God will throw a curveball at you that you think you didn't need, but at the end of the day, you thank God for it anyway. Sometimes it can be amazing what a good woman can do for you, fellas.
Shut up, Brian.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those observant, competitive, and intelligent Scorpios. Happy birthday, y'all.
What are you doing?
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
David Schwimmer turns 56 today. It's our favorite cousin's birthday, just down I-70 to the east. Nelly, he turns 48. Stevie J turns 49 today, even though we beat him in the Super Bowl. And last week, quarterback for the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, celebrating his 31st birthday. Former girlfriend of Travis Kelce, Kayla Nicole, turns 31. And TV show host Kamaro Brown turns 42. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our folks in KC some happy birthdays. Margaret Wright Mumford and Ron Rico Broadway, happy birthday. Kyla Cheffin, Tonica Crafton, and Netta Mead, happy birthday. Marcel Demon II and Rail Johnson, happy birthday to y'all. And everybody else born on November 2nd. Turn up, Scorpios. It's your day to celebrate.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Camille. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
I've been trying to call in to y'all listen.
What's up? I'm listening.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
I've been trying to call into y'all for the longest. I be all over the road and everything. Like, you know what? One day y'all gonna answer this phone. Last night I called, I was number 3, number 5, and number 8. I'm like, where number 10 at?
Yeah, well, you know the saying, you know, God ain't always on time, but hold on, that ain't it. God is always on time, no matter what time you think it is, okay?
Lord, okay.
All right, you ready to finish these lyrics?
Oh, Lord, yes, give them to me.
But ain't nobody else dropping like this. Should we apologize? Just leave them.
Underlay, mama, what's happening now? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, where the hell is that? He needs to come on back with an album or something. Where is that?
you better go ahead and stream that country grammar.
I'm trying to
back. Hey, we got you $30 in Kansas Lottery tickets, plus you just got qualified for your chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas. That's happening on $1,000 and Black Friday on November 25th,
all right? All right, I need all of that.
Amen. Tell the town what morning show is waking you up every day.
The Morning Grind. I 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash. $500 in cash.
See me chasing dollars,
bills.
Chasing dollars,
bills.
Dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
Do you know if you or anyone you know is in an abusive relationship? Well, let's identify some red flags of a potential abuser. According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, abusers typically have bad tempers and are verbally abusive, oftentimes demeaning their victim with negative words and profanity. They have low self-esteem, showing signs of extreme jealousy and controlling behavior. They can be successful or nice individuals who struggle internally with inadequacy. Usually, the abusers often embarrass and/or humiliate their victim in front of others, treating the abused as their property or sex object. An abuser typically denies or minimizes the seriousness and/or effect that violence has on the victim and their family. If you are in an abusive relationship or need help, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya.
And The Morning Grind, powered by Icon. Call Icon today at 913-210-5900. That's 913-210-5900. You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.